Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
My picture is nowhere. It's not on the first floor. I just did a first floor sweep.
Couldn't find it?
Mm-mm. I went all the way around my first suspect, all the way in there.
Yep.
Second suspect, nothing in there. I even checked Lindsey Peterson, even though he was not a suspect, nothing in there. I went down by the newsroom.
Did you talk to the top two suspects?
I did.
Okay.
I did.
And what did both say?
They giggled. And they said they didn't have it. And they allowed me to investigate. They allowed me to do a perimeter search without a warrant.
They know if they said no, it wasn't going to stop you, right? Do you feel like they both were honest in their answers?
I think that they may be working together now.
Yeah, that would
I think there may be an A and B suspect. Like,
what if they're using this because it was almost big enough as a billboard? I mean, it was so much bigger than every other. It's impossible. It's going to go right outside the station.
It's going to write us one of the clear channel outdoors like I usually get. Just put it up there and have y'all take your selfies in front of it.
What if they, you know, we've got the WCCO radio kind of sign out here. What if they take that down and just
put my picture up? You might as well.
I mean, you'd like that, right?
Yes.
You accept that?
Yes. That'd be great.
There is a survey that Dave found today. America's favorite convenience stores.
Oh.
Because we're going to end up plenty of serious topics, too. But most of them are fairly serious. So, America's favorite convenience store. Can you guess, according to this, America's favorite convenience store?
Circle K.
It's a good guess.
Okay.
But not really, because it's not in the top 10.
Oh, dang.
Okay. Dave? Did you study the list?
I looked over the top 10 briefly.
Quick Trip, number
Quick
one.
Trip. Quick okay, Trip. Okay, yeah. Okay,
okay. Okay, so here's my next question. Do most people make a significant extra effort to go to their favorite convenience store as opposed to it's where they live, it's on their way to work, or it's where they're going? Are people really that selective about the convenience store?
Well, I think so because we're creatures of habit. We know where things are. If we run in, it's a convenience store. We don't want to be wondering where this is and where that is and how do I find this and how do I find that. Plus, especially after COVID, we want to go like Cheers where everybody knows our name. Like, we want to go in and say, hey, Jake, hey, John, hey,
so
Ted.
So at your convenience store.
They know me up in there. They don't know you at your convenience store?
No.
Okay, do they know you at your convenience store?
The people at Quick Trip at least act like they do. They're very friendly.
Yeah.
So are you just assuming they know who you are because they're friendly to you?
No, I don't. They know me because whenever I'm in the paper, I make them hold up my paper and take a picture with my paper. So, okay. And then I get the picture of them taking a picture with me and put it in the frame.
Yeah.
So when I go in the store, the frames are up. So they do know me.
I'm going to go through the rest of the list, and I think in Minnesota, we're missing out.
We are not doing well.
No.
Sheetz. Sheetz.
Sheetz, okay.
Sheetz. Never heard of it.
Ever.
Have you?
No.
No. Wawa.
What is Wawa?
I've heard of Wawa.
I've heard of Wawa.
I've heard of Wausau.
They were the previous number one, I believe.
Yes, they were.
Dropped the three.
We don't have good convenience stores here, apparently. We're not even.
Just wait. Is it Butchie's?
Bucky's.
Okay, first of all, Bucky's is life-changing.
People love Bucky's.
Bucky's is the best. Have y'all been to Bucky's?
I have, but this is how often I've been there. I called it Butchie's.
Okay.
So
yeah. Oh,
like
no, no.
If you've been like
a Bucky's,
real...
you know the name. So we, when we were traveling by RV, yeah. Bucky's is the stop. Like, you walk in Bucky's and it is like 30,000 square feet of fun and deliciousness and frosting.
At a convenience
and
store.
Candy. It is the best convenience store.
I think that's too big to be a
convenience
store.
Oh, no, it's not. Because they've got barbecue and they've got a little Bucky's mascot walking around in there taking pictures with the kids. And Bucky's apparently has the cleanest bathrooms in America out of all convenience stores. If you look it up, Bucky's has the cleanest bathrooms of any convenience store in the country.
All right. By the way, text me. Do you make an extra effort to go to your favorite convenience store, and what makes it your favorite convenience store? To me, it's more convenience. Now, if they have some good food.
Who's eating food out of the convenience store? Are you getting those wieners?
Sounds like this place.
Bucky's is different. Bucky's is different because they're chopping up beef. They're grilling. You know, that's Bucky's.
Okay.
I'm talking about when you go into the little smaller convenience store, like a Quick Trip or something like that, and there's the wieners circling on
what do
the
you
thing.
Think? What's your guess? Do you think I'm going in there and getting a hot dog?
I hope not.
No chance.
Okay. All right. Okay.
No chance.
Now, what about
my father, though, the last 5-6 years of his life, tried to convince me the holiday near where I lived had great food and offered numerous times to bring it over. How many times did I have him bring it over to my house?
Okay, probably none. Now, I will admit the best chicken I ever had was the Broster's chicken.
That's right.
At M&H, which is the gas station in Hastings.
Yeah.
M&H in Hastings has the best
There's no way.
Chicken.
There's no way
ever.
That's the best
that
chicken
is the
ever.
Best. Okay, so now I got to come back. Okay, I got to come back with some M&H chicken.
Please.
And so y'all can taste it. It is the best broasted chicken I have ever eaten.
Gas station chicken. Swear by it, Chad. She's far
Gas
from the
chicken.
Any chance the best chicken on the planet
the best
is
chicken
at a,
on
is
the
at
planet
a convenience
is
store.
At a convenience store in Hastings?
Yeah.
I would not personally know, but hey, I would love to try it out.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, so.
He's just a kid who's hungry all the time.
All the time,
so he's,
yeah.
He's willing
that
to
is
eat.
Very true.
Yeah.
Okay, so I got to see what's going on next Friday and come by here with some M&H Broster chicken. We did do, back when Popeyes and Chick-fil-A were doing the chicken sandwiches, we did do a taste test on the air.
Yeah.
So now we got to come back.
It was the two of us in H Lake, right?
Yep.
And we both picked the winner.
We both picked the winner, hands down.
It's
it was Popeyes.
Oh, yeah.
It's without a doubt Popeyes is better than Chick-fil-A.
Head, shoulders, and torso above the rest.
Loves. Never heard of it.
Loves?
Yeah, we got some Loves.
We got some Loves. They out in the outskirts.
We do?
We have some in the state of Minnesota, but I don't think
Loves?
We have any like in the Twin Cities. Yeah, we do. It's down 35.
Yeah. Like the Northfield kind of area,
uh-huh,
right?
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Farmington, somewhere in there.
Good, great truck stop. You can sleep there. They got little docking stations for your RV. Loves is the best.
Maverick spelled a little differently. Maverick. You familiar with Maverick?
No.
Nope. Meyer. Not
mm-mm,
familiar.
Mm-mm.
Murphy, USA.
I've heard of Murphy, but I don't think we have any. Yeah, we are missing out on a convenience store.
Racetrack.
Racetrack is good. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Okay.
Racetrack.
We don't have racetracks,
okay.
Do we?
And I'm going to tell you what Racetrack has, and I only know this because it just came from a road trip. They got showers and laundry.
Nice.
Yeah. So the truckers who are on the road, they can go in.
Oh, well, that's great.
Yeah. But it's also scary because I'm there at the Arby's because they have little Arby's next door. So I'm at the Arby's and getting that great e-meat. And I hear... Number 7, your shower is ready.
Okay.
Please proceed to shower 13. I wouldn't want nobody to know that my shower was ready. I wouldn't want everybody to know I'm headed to shower 13. Ma'am, you put me at risk. Can I just get one of the little buzzer things that's red that starts jittering a little bit? Because I don't want everybody in the whole racetrack to know I'm heading to shower 13.
I will donate $1,000 to a charity of your choice.
If we
drive down to Racetrack and you don't go in there completely hermetically sealed, no
baby.
Gloves, nothing, and I'm gonna find the hairiest, the foulest truck driver who's been driving for like 2 days.
Yeah.
And, I mean, hair's falling off him, God knows what else. And, again, you have to shower right after.
Mm-mm. And use the bar of soap that they use.
Same bar of soap. And guess what? And his towel is hanging
up. His towel's going to hang up? Uh-uh, no, sir. We got to put some more zeros on that. We can't have that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Jason, by the way, suggests that your chicken is good.
Oh, my God. Jason DeRusha?
Yeah.
The Eats guy?
Yeah.
Who works here, whose picture is up on the wall?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, and he knows food. M&H has the best chicken in Sweet City. So now, I try not to come up here because gas is $2.89 a gallon. But to prove my point, okay. I'm going to have to come here.
You're in Cottage Grove. It's not like you live in Berkeley. I don't really like to come up here like it's a 2-day drive.
I had to stop and sleep overnight in St. Paul.
Yeah. I'm not suggesting that their chicken isn't good.
But I'm telling you, I didn't say it was good. I said it's the best. Yes, I didn't say it was good. Okay? There's people that are good. You know, people are good. Like Dave's a good producer. He's a good producer. I'm a great producer, right? When I was here, I was a great producer.
For yourself. Yes, you were. And then ExxonMobil. Okay, we've been to ExxonMobil.
Where we got Exxon?
They're around. I think there's one in Woodbury, in fact.
Yeah.
Might not be.
Yeah, Circle K.
Circle K. 7-Eleven not on the list. Are we doing 7-Elevens anymore?
Speedway. Not on the list.
Yeah.
Casey's famous for pizza.
Not on the list.
And Hy-Vee has one, too. And they've got, like, fresh foods where you can go and get salads, little wraps and stuff.
So you made fun of me about the food thing, and then every convenience store you mention, you talk about the food.
You're right about that. I was just talking about the hot dog on the wheel turning. But if it's the Hy-Vee gas station and they're bringing food from the Hy-Vee grocery store that's fresh, that's technically not gas station food.
Love's is in Forest Lake.
Yep.
Yeah. Somebody wants to know if Buckeyes has banana pudding.
Buc-ee's. Okay, Buc-ee's has banana pudding. They have sweet potato pie. They have cobbler.
What happened to Sean's banana pudding that he used to bring us?
Sean and I are no longer married.
Okay.
So the sweet treat desserts that you were a recipient of, you got me in a divorce, buddy. Okay? This is the problem. Chad thinks that he got Sean in the divorce. This is the problem. When we got divorced, we sat up and we said, okay, you get the dining room table, I get the living room.
Can I get Sean?
I get the patio furniture. You get the savings account, I get the checking account. And then we start, you know, and I don't know if you've done this because you've been divorced. You still married.
I have?
You've been divorced. And so I don't know if you've done this, but in divorce, we divvied up friends. Did y'all divvy up friends? We divvied up friends. I was like,
we might have non-organically, but we did not get a list. I'm sure you did.
You don't get Chad. Chad belongs to me.
God.
He got most of the good church members.
How much easier my life would have been if Sean would have had the first selection?
No, he does not go first in the draft. So I got you and everybody up here, and I got a couple of neighbors. He got a couple of neighbors. He got all the church members. So, yeah, so you stop thinking, sir, we have paperwork, okay? You were looking through the divorce papers.
Yeah.
You should have seen your name was on my side.
M&H Chicken and Hastings is fabulous.
Told you.
Speedway should be shuttered.
Wow. Oh!
I mean, that one's a tough one. Can confirm the best chicken maybe in the state of Minnesota is this same place. M&H.
Told you.
Another person bragging about it. Somebody
Told
says,
you.
I did get Andrew. That's true.
You got Andrew. Sean got Andrew. You know, Sean got in the draft. I was like, hey, Get that oldest boy.
Oh, I think I think Andrew picked Sean. I think that's what it is.
And you know what? The other kids are trying to pick him, too, if you want to be honest about it.
All right. I'm going to talk about a little Team Shoal, little insurance. Are you driving yet, young man?
Yes, indeed, I am.
Okay. You need to listen closely. I'm sure that rate is not inexpensive. Are you still paying for Andrew's car and insurance?
I am not.
Okay. Well, he's on his own? Or is that the
Wasman? Yes, he is.
Is that the Wasman?
He's on his own.
Okay. When you have young kids who are driving, it's expensive. When you have a condo, it's expensive. When maybe you have some real estate holdings and you have insurance there or a house, all these cost a fair amount of money. And let's hope the overwhelming amount of time you never have to use it. But occasionally you do. And sometimes it's a serious, traumatic situation. I feel good because I have Amber Shoal in my life. I claimed Amber, okay? TeamShoal.com. This same office where Amber has worked for 15 years, running it now for a number of years, they have been my primary home insurance, car insurance, since I moved back in 1990. Yes, they're with American Family. They are with a big established company, but I don't want just the 1-800 number. I want a local office where I can reach out to Amber or her team, which is there. So reach out today. It's 153. Remember, TeamShoal.com. Get a number, talk to them, exchange, and either feel better about the rate you have now or switch over. It's worth your time. TeamShoal.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.